This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So amid a trend of declining memberships since the Supreme Court struck down mandatory union dues, the nation's two largest teachers' unions have poured tens of millions of dollars into left-wing causes. A new report from a conservative watchdog group finds that the unions have been basically flooding teacher union dues into their pet causes. The national nonprofit group Defending Education released a report this week after combing through the National Education Association and the American Federation of Teachers' contributions to left-wing and far-left groups. The nonprofit found that the two unions spent a combined $43.5 million since 2022 to help fund state and federal political action committees and other ideologically left-wing entities, such as DCE think tanks. With us now is Ryan Staley. He's a researcher at Defending Education. Ryan, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you, and more importantly, I appreciate you bringing us this report. If folks are interested, they can find a link to this report on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, by the way. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's, I looked at it, and by the way, this doesn't surprise me in the slightest. I think they've long outlived their save-by date. But teachers' unions' priorities for a long time have been pretty obvious, that they're advancing these kinds of policies and candidates and no longer really focusing on the education of children. Case in point, I got a little preview of what the Wichita Teachers Union, they're going to roll out their endorsements this week for the November elections. And they're backing all the Democrat candidates, all the liberals, all of the Democrats, and they no longer care about educating their kids. All they care about is just pushing the candidates who will give them more money, basically.
Yeah, that's correct. And I'm with you. Like, it obviously did not surprise me either as we were going through all these reports and stuff and collecting data. My dad was the local rep back in Illinois for the teachers union. And I can remember in 2012, they were spending money on charter buses to go up to protest Scott Walker.
Right.
Yeah. So this is not new stuff, but I think it's important that we put this data out there for people, because, you know, they don't think about these things. Right. And so they just, as you said, local elections, even they'll pump money into their school board candidates that they want on the board so they can get better negotiating contracts.
Yeah, if you look at these candidates here in Wichita, they all get money from the KNEA, which is the Kansas affiliation of the National Education, and then they'll get money from the NEA. But if I looked at your report here, by the way, it's defendinged.org. But if you look at this report, you can see, just starting at A and going down, it's, you know, Better Wisconsin, Alliance for Better Minnesota, Ballot Initiative, Strategy, Battleground California, Center for American Progress, I mean, defending education, democracy. I mean, you just go through the House Majority PAC, House Minority PAC. You just go through Latino Victory Fund. Literally, you moveon.org, moveon.org, move. I mean, you just go through this. You can see clearly why these people are doing this. They're not. Why are union dues going for this? They're not advocating for teachers. They're advocating for politicians.
In far left causes. We saw this over the summer with their conventions and the NEA handbook outlining that they're pushing hard on these far left policies. One example is the transgender gender identity stuff is deep and embedded into the NEA platform. And, you know, them and the AFT as well. And they're funneling $100,000 into a program called the Trevor Project, which the Trump administration just defunded because they run these private chat rooms with children and anonymous people on the other end are having conversations with these kids. And so a lot of this is going, I mean, you've got Democracy Alliance and a lot of these big named dark money groups. They even fund, as of late, they've been funding left wing parental rights groups that are you know, going after and protesting Moms for Liberty events and so forth. So they're very much all left wing driven platform.
Well, right, they're now giving money to other unions and other militant organizations. I mean, here's one. You got almost $1 million, $916,000 that's going to Workers Vote, which is basically another union super PAC that gives money to other union super PACs. So they're literally just funneling money to other basically allows you to like a slush fund. It's almost like they're like a union or it's almost like a mafia thing. It's amazing.
Yeah, I guess the best word I could use for it, and this is my personal opinion, is it's a form of money laundering. Like
yes,
we're seeing with the Act Blue situation that's being investigated, et cetera. So I can't speak to the legality of these things because that's not my ballpark. But that's what it looks like to me is teachers are paying dues. And by the way, you mentioned this at the start. Teachers are still being, in some places, forced to pay fees.
Yes.
And they're playing little word games with things to make sure these teachers are still paying money. We are now seeing we saw an article come out about California. They're forcing graduate students in college who are working. They're forcing them to pay dues into this stuff, and it's also going to far left radical programming. And so this stuff is still going on. It's still happening, and they're just putting money in their own pockets and their friends' pockets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, and I've got organizations here as I'm going. And again, I'm using your report, which just then links directly. You've got organizations here that push abortion, that push radical environmental policy, that have race and equity. I mean, why is a teachers union putting money into race and transgender stuff? Parents. I mean, this is, again, why? What's the purpose? How come you're not? I could get it if maybe they were advocating for teacher policies or education policies. But race, gender, abortion, why is a teachers union advocating on these issues?
Because it's completely corrupted by left-wing ideology. We put out two other reports right before the Independence Day in July, highlighting that the NEA has built into their bylaws that they have to mandatory have 20% of their delegates are minorities. And then also we had a second report come out about contracts. And they're putting DEI and race-based programming, things that like almost explicitly violate Title VI, and they're putting that stuff into contracts, and they're forcing it into the schools. And so it really is driven like a DEI mentality for them, and they're not willing to give it up. And you know, they throw it under the guise of social justice. Because they believe that if we bring about this utopian equity based society, everything will be fantastic. And anybody who lives in reality, you know, that's not true.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, here you've got nearly $1.5 million from the unions that was dumped into funds like these, one of which was the main super fund PAC that supported Kamala Harris in 2024. But here's really the conclusion that I want, particularly anyone who's got a teacher that in their family. The National Education Association spends less than 10% of its budget on representational activities. So less than 10% of their budget, they spend representing teachers. While at the same time, the union spent 38% of its budget on contributions to these types of groups. So literally, the 40% of their budget is going towards this crap. 10% is actually going to help represent teachers.
Yeah, and we know, because you know, I have a family of teachers. Teachers across the country right now are going out and buying supplies out of their own pockets for their classrooms. And so it's gross. And you know what they will tell you is, well, we're just trying to get teachers more money. But we know since the 1930s they've been using the slogan "We're underfunded." And so it's just gross. And these things, they're just basically an extension of the Democratic Party at this point.
Yeah. Well, and again, this comes back. It's almost like I planned it this way. It's holistic. It comes back to the monologue that I get in the beginning of the show where I talked about vetting your candidates. You get an endorsement from a teachers union. Well, folks, I'm sorry, but teachers unions do endorsements for a reason, and they push candidates for a reason. So, Ryan, I appreciate you, brother. If folks are interested, it's defendinged.org, correct?
Correct.
And we've shared a link to this report on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page as well. Thank you again, and thank you in particular for taking the time on your Labor Day weekend to join us, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate the chance to come on. Thank you, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.